We on Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. Let us again start from the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Harishayna Shel Ov. We hear in the Mishnah Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda in the Tanakhama. If a father married off a Naira or a Ktana, and then she became a Nesue. And then she got Geget, or Nisalman, or who gets the Ksube? So Rabbi Yehuda says, after the first Nisuyim, the Mishnah speaks about there were two Nisuyins, after the first Nisuyin, the father gets the Ksube. And the Chachamim hold that after the first Nisuyin, he also doesn't get a Ksube, only if she became Nisgarish or Nisalman or after Eresin, then the father gets a Ksube. But after Nisuin, Ein Lavi Rishusbo, and he doesn't get the Ksube. Then let us see the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Harishayna Shel Ov. So the Gemara asks, my time the Rabbi Yehuda. What is the reason of Rabbi Yehuda that after Nisuyin he gets the Ksube? Is Rabbi v'Rav Yosef d'Omri Tavayu? Hoyel u'mishas Eresin zocher behen ho'ov. Mishas Eresin, we'll see as the sugya progresses, the pashtus loshen of the sugya holds that a Nerusa has a Ksube. Mitnai bezden. So, Bishas Eresin, there was Chalaveri Achiev Ksube, and then she was Birshusoi, so he was Eich already in the Ksube. So it doesn't matter, even though she became Nisgarish after the Nisuyim, but he's Eich already Mishas Eresin. Masiv Rove, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Harishayne Shalov, it says in the Mishnah, Harishayne Shalov, Umayde Rabbi Yehuda b'ma'ares as bitoy kshiktano. But Rabbi Yehuda's Mayde, if he was ma'ares as bitoy when she was a ktano, ubogro, v'achakach niseis, she'ein lovi arishus bo, amai. Now, if we will assume that the reason that the Svar Rabbi Yehuda is because Mishas Eresin Zocha Ben Ha'ov, and that's why even though after the Nisuin she's Mufke Mirshusoi, but that is not Mafkiye his Schus and the Ksube, because we look at the Shas Tchilas Achiv, and Mishas, when he was Mechayiv himself, she was a Ktane. So that's why he's zoich in the Ksube. So what is pshat in this paraisa? That Rabbi Yehuda is moide b'ma'ares as bitay kshiktano ubogro v'achar kach nisei she'ein lo v'yirishus bo. Amai? Hochinami leimo hoyol u'mishas eresin zocho ben ho'ov. Let's say the same svar. He was already zoich in the Ksube mishas eresin. So the Gemara answers, Ela Yitma Hochi Yitma. So we have to say a different explanation in Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbe v'Rav Yosef d'Omre Talvayu Hoyol u'Bershusoi Nichtoven. That Rabbi Yehuda holds that since the Ksube was written before the Nisuyin, and she was still Birshusoi Bishas Haksive, so that is why he's Zoiche in the Ksube. So that means, we'll see in Rashi, that Bemisin, there were two Zmanei Chiyuv. Bishas Da'irisin, there was a Chiyuv Mishum Tnai Bezdin, that an Aruse is Chayev Liten Lok Ksube, And before the Nisuyin, they used to write a ksuba. They used to make a taisvis also, a taisvis ksuba, right before the Nisuyin. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that the reason the father is zeich in the ksuba, it's not sufficient that b'shas eirisin, she was b'rshusoy. And b'shas eirisin zoche ben ha'ov. We have to see what her matzav was right before the Nisuyin. When they wrote the ksuba, what was her matzav? So if she was Birshusoi, she wasn't a begere, she was a nairo, so then the father is zoiche in the ksuba. Even though Bishas Gereshin, she's a Nisu already. But if before the Nisuyin, the ksuba that was written before the Nisuyin, she was a bogres already, so the ksuba was written when she was not Birshusoi, so then he's not Zoyche in the ksuba. Now let us just see the Loshon of Rashi. The Mishas Eirisin shall Baal Horishoin Nischayev lo ksuba. That was Vizoche Bo'ov. Avol, so the Mishnah speaking about there was an Eirisin and a Nisuin, an Eirisin and a Nisuin, so the Eirisin of the first husband, Nischayev lo ksuba v'zocha bo'ov, avol b'Eirisin sheini lo izocha, the Mishanisa is l'rishen pokos chusei mino. So the Gemara asked from Umayde Rabbi Yehuda that if she became a begeres before the Nisuyin, so the halacha is that he's not zoich in the ksuba. So the Gemara says, so then we have to say a new lomdis in Rabbi Yehuda. Hoyel u'bershusoy nichtovim ksuba harishayne shahoya lifnei hanisuyin. The ksuba that was written before the nisuyin. Behilkach bagra kaidem nisuyin loy nichtova bershusoy. So if she became a boigres before they wrote the ksuba, before the Nisuyin, so lei nichtava birshusai. So that's the criteria. The father is zeiche in the ksuba if she was birshusai bishas ksivas haksuba that was before the Nisuyin. That means there's two types of ksubas. There's a ksubas mone for a ba'ula, a ksubas masayim for a psula. So kaponim, if they were written when she was still b'rshusoi, then he gets the ksuba. If b'shas they were written, she was out of his rishus already, he doesn't get the ksuba. So now the Gemara clears a shaila, umigva me'emas govia. Now let us see Rashi. Umigva me'emas govia, kleima. Daho chazinen le'inyin schia da'ov. We see by the schia of da'ov, the lav bosa eresin azlin. And Rashi wants to explain, and we'll see in Taisvis that the explanation is not too clear. But we're going now into a new sugya, and somehow there's a vov achiba, umigva me'emes govya, it seems there's a connection with this next sugya, with the previous sugya that we just learned. So Rashi explains what the connection is. Kloimau. Dochazine linyan schiye da'ov. We see legabe the schiye da'ov. The lav bosa eresen oslinen. We don't go bosa eresen. Afilu le Rabbi Yehuda. I like the chacham go bosa gviye. But afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda that you don't go bosa shas gviye, you don't go bosa shas eresen. Kediktoni, umoide Rav Yehuda b'ma'ares as bitoy u'bogro, and that is kiven shalav birshusay nichtevo, so he doesn't get the ksuba. Alme, basak siva ozel. So we see legabi this chusa of, the criteria is bishas ksiva saksube, whose rishus was she in? If she was b'rishus aviyah, so the father gets the ksube. If she was b'rishus atzma, so she gets the ksube. So even though there was a zman of chiyav ksube mishas eirisin, but legabi this chusa of, I don't say she zocha boy mishas eirisin. We say it's totally what she was b'shas k'siva saksube. That's legabi schusa of, without biyurim. But that's what we see. Is le'inyan mitref lekuches. Now the Gemara clears a new shaila. If she wants to be goive from the lekuches, that means that her husband made Eirisin b'shchaydish nissen. Tavshin nun ches. He made nisuyin nissen tavshin nun tes. He had karkois b'shas Eirisin. He sold them b'in Eirisin l'nisuyin. So the Gemara clears linyan mitrev lekuches, when we're clearing about the treife to be goive from the lekuches who purchased the karkois of the husband, bein ha'erisin l'nesuin, me'em mesai tofa mimishabdi. When does she get a schus? From which ksube does she get a ksus, a schus, to be gaiva from the mishabodim? Mishas ha'erisin. Do I say that the shibud is chal mishas ha'erisin? Because as soon as he made Eirisin, he became mechuyev to give her a ksube, a mother messiah. So memele, so if these kakois were his b'shas Eirisin, and he sold them by Eirisin l'nesun, she came on from the lekuches. She already was zoicha ashibud and this karkois mishas eiresen mishum takante de rabbonon. Tzatakone de rabbonon dar anaruse es at naik sube. Oy dilme at shas ksive. Till shas ksive, she cannot be goive from the lekuches. That means the ksive before the nesuyin, that's when she gets a shibud in the karkois, that she can be goive from the karkois that were around by her husband, b'shas ksiva saksube. Tahave milve bishta, then it became a milve bishta. It changed. The status changed. B'shas ta'irisin was a takante d'rabonon. The Megina Shloimeh says, it's kishtar domi. Later, it became milve bishtar. There's a different oifen. The shibud is different. B'shas Eirisin was a tnai bezdin kishtar domi, and now it's mamish hashtar. It's loy tof. So that's the shaila of the Gemara, and somehow Rashi is mekasha this. We see legabi the schusa of alibed Rabbi Yehuda. Also, there's a chilek between the ksube that is nischayev b'shas eirisin and the ksube that is written b'shas nesuin. We see epistat the schusa of only works if b'shas ksive saksube she was b'shusay. Then he's zoich in the ksube. So we see there's a difference between the ksube hanichteva and the ksube hanischaiva b'shas takonis chachomim, b'shas eirisim. Klar the Gemara, so that's one afkamina. Rabbi Yehuda, we see an afkamina. What will be legabi treife milekuches? Fine. Omar Ravune. So Ravune said, Mone mosayim min ha'eresen, v'tois v'es min ha'nesuin. Let us see Rashi. Monim osayim demitakante derabonon mechayiv. He becomes mechuyiv right away. Mishas eirisen amonim osayim. Tofu misman eirisen. So shilmon from the lekuchis mishas eirisen. Imei soigir shalach nesuin. Terev is lekuchay shalokh minachosov misman eirisen vilach. The mehishayte ishtabet. Takert. The shibud is chal on the monim osayim mishas eirisen. The Taisvis Shema Atzmoy Hibolo, others say Ma Atzmoy, the Stugisois, that he was Mishabed himself. The Taisvis is not, that Nai Bezdin. The Taisvis, he has to be Mishabed himself for a Taisvis. Loi Mishabed Adzman Ksiva Saksube, Shekonu Miyodai Vikosa. That means the Taisvis, the whole shibud of the Taisvis was Bishas Ksivas Aksubi. So on the Taisvis, Shilmon, from the Kakois that were around Bishas Ksivas Aksubi. So Bekitza, Rav Hune, we understand very well. Rav Hune says that Be'emesin Atnai Ksubi Mitakante Drabonon also creates a shibud. So whatever became Nishtabed Bishas Eirisin is Meshubit Bishas Eirisin and Shalman from the Lekuches. And the Taisvis only became Nishtabit Bishas Nesuin, because then he's Meshabit himself. He's not Meshabit himself a Taisvis before Nesuin. So then Yaman, the Taisvis, Yaman from the Nesuin. So Rav Hune is very understandable. The Rav Asi Yoma, now Rav Asi says Taire. Echod ze ve echod ze min hanisuyin. That the gviye of the money of Mosayim is from the zman that the ksuba was written, not from the zman that the ksuba was nischayiv. Now, Rav Asi said, but say the Mone Mosayim, and say the Taisvis, she can only mon from the Lekuches, from the Mina Nesuyin, means the Ksube that was written before the Nesuyin. Now let us see Rashi. Echod ze ve echod ze Mina Nesuyin. Now what's pshat this? So Rashi says the he gufe mochlo lishibude kame. She was moichel the first shibut. That means that's 100% true. That bishas eirisin is chala shibud, and mitzad that shibud she could mon from the lekuches. But amod nemaise when they write the ksube, so she's moichel the first ksube. The first shibud. The shibud of the first ksuba. A new ksuba is being now made, and the first ksuba, she's moichel. V'nisratzisa bizman ha-kosuv b'shtar ha-ksuba k'chol ha-mefurish bo bein iker bein teisvis. Now Rashi explains, why should I say such a thing? Because there's a moiridike ha-ore. In the ksuba that is written, it says he's moisef a toisves, besides the mone mosayim, and the zman of the ksuba is the zman of the shas ksive. Now there's a big kash over here. Why should she agree with such a nusach? She should, when they start writing the ksuba, she should say, listen, I was zoiche to the Mona Messiah a year ago. You're giving me a taisvis now. When you read the ksuba, it seems everything is chal now. This is the zman, now is meschayv tar, a taisvis and Mona Messiah. So from the nusach ha-ksuba, we see she's moichel the previous shibud, and she's masking that the shibud should be chal now. So therefore, That's a raya from the Nusach HaKsube. The Gufa Mochlo Lishibud the Kama the Nisratzes of Bizman HaKos of Bishtar HaKsube Kechol HaMafurish Bo Bein Iker Bein Taisus. So that's the Svore of Ravasi. So now that's the Gemara's telling us. We cleared the Shaila. Is she goive milakuches mizman ha'eresin or mizman ksivis haksu balifne hanesuin? So the Gemara says it's a machlekes Ravuna and Ravasi. Ravuna holds she's goive from the Ravuna holds she's goive from the lakuches mishas bishas eresin. Those who bought the kakois that were her husband's bishas eres, and she's goyve the monim asayim, because that's when the shibud was chal the monim asayim, and the taisvis shimon's bishas that was chal, which was the ksivis aksuba lifnei hanisuin. Ravasi says no, that shibud that was chal, she's moichel that shibud bishas they write the ksuba, and now there's a new zman shibud. Mishas ksivas ha'ksuba lifnei ha'nisuin. Before we go further, let us see Taisvis. Umigve me'emes govya. Perish bekuntres. I mishas eresin. Do we say that she's goive from the lekuches mishas eresin? Do mahi shaita ichayev loy betakanta de rabono. He became a chui very betakanta the rabbono. Mid the rabbono is atakonda than an orus. He's mechayiv himself with a ksuba. I do me at shas ksive. Or maybe the shibut starts from the shas ksive. The have a milva bishtar. The at shas ksive. The have a milva bishtar. They tov from him mishabdi. She starts mourning from the mishabodim only from this man of the ksivis haksube. Vekoshelari, the mai shaiche hach boi hoche. How does it come into our sugya? It's a nice shaila, but how does it come into us? We hear before Memra of Rabbi Yehuda, how does it come in? Vo'oit, and another kasha, midenokat me'emas gavye. Now, l'chayre, let us explain what the second kasha is going to be. The second kasha is, l'chayre, the way Rashi explains, the shayla is, does the takanta de rabbonon create a shibud? Or do you need a milva bishtar to create a shibud? That's what it seems from Rashi. Mishas eresin, dahi shayti chayv lo betakanta de rabbonon. Or bishas niksive, then it's a milva bishtar. So the shaila is, does a takanta de rabbonon create a shibud? No, fine, a very nice shaila. So why are you clearing when there was eresin and nisuin, emei emes gavye, clear a poshe to shaila? An isha, there was an aruse, he gave her a get after eresin. What is the din? The yaman from lakuchas, yes or no? That isn't yesod your shaila. Your shaila is because maybe need a milva bishtar to create a chiyav ksuba. Maybe not. So klera shaila does an arus yaman from lakuchas, not may amos gavye. Like you're speaking about a certain case, there was erisin and nisuin, And when the Yaman from the Lakuchas Ameir, why do you have such a, so that's not the Shaila, according to Rashi. The Shaila is, the Tnai Bezdin, that's Machayev and Oros Beksube, does that create a Shibud on the Nichsei Oros? Void me the Noket Me'emes Gavye, Mashbe de Benesui Boy, Me'ezes Man Terefes. Anesua, from when, we're talking, Anesua, when is she goive? From the Lakuches, משעס אירסן עוד משעס נסון. ומאי ליבוי איקול ארוסה איסטוף אימי משעב זה אלה, that is the שאלה.
But that when a נסו is גויבה from, מאים אז גויבה כלל, השאלה, when, is an ארוסה זייכה to be גויבה from the לקוחס.
ונראה לרי, דדווקא בהח דמיירי רב יהודה בו. We're going on the previous case, and that's how it comes here. B'ma'ares esbitoi. We just heard before a member of Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'ares esbitoi u'bogro. V'acha kach niseis. And that Rabbi Yehuda said that the ov is not zoiche in the ksube. Kaboy. So the Gemara is clearing a shaila in this halach of Rabbi Yehuda. The itaime de moide. Now, why does Rabbi Yehuda hold over here if the ksibis haksube was after bogres, the father doesn't get the ksube? What happened with the chi of ksube that was chal b'shas erisin? The e time at the moide mishim dle nichte bevushusoy. He says he's not zoyche because the ksuba was not written when she was in his rishus. So if you'll say havi time mishum de mishas ksive mochlo lishibudo, because the reason is because bishas ksive she was moichel de shibud. Why doesn't bishas erisin he was zoyche in the shibud? Now, what happened all of a sudden that Bishas Ksibes HaKsube, she wasn't Bishuse anymore, so he loses the Ksube. But what happened? He had already, the Bishas the Shibud was Chal, Bishas Eirisen was to the father. She was a Ktana when he made Eirisen. So if you'll say the reason is, Mishum de Bishas Ksive, Moch Loli Shibudo, we'll say this Lomdes, that she was Moichel, the previous Shibud. Now, Tosis wants to explain something. She was Moichel, the previous. How could she be Moichel? Belongs to the father. So Tosis says, no. The Rosh explains a little better. Lemika then doesn't belong to the father. It was a takona de rabbonim that he can be zoichen de ksub, and that's tafke if she's not moichel de shibud. If she's moichel, she's the ikabalabos. And if she's moichel, he won't get a ksub. So memele. So the leitkinu le rabbonim lo elok sheloi mochlo. So memele. So that is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. Now I understand what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. Rabbi Yehuda is saying that if Bishas Ksivas HaKsube, she wasn't an Izrishus anymore, so he doesn't get the Ksube. What happened with the first Shibud HaKochoch? Because she was Michael, the first Shibud. V'imkein, if that's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, Ihi gufe nami loigov yemidi. So Mamela, we're claiming a shala, can she mon from the Lekuches, from Mishas Eirisen? So we say, she came on for the Lekuches Bishas Eirisen. The same reason Rabbi Yehuda holds that the father loses his chus. Because she was Meichel, the Shibud of the Eirisen, of the Ksube, of the Takante de Rabbonim. So she won't be able to mon from the Lekuches also, if that's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Oy Dilme, maybe there's a different Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Time it Rabbi Yehuda love mishum de mochlo lishibud de kametz. A ganza einfall over here that lemaise that when they write the ksube, and since they write one's man for the monim assignment the toisvus, so we say that's a hichoche that it's a mechila on the previous shibud. Nah, nechtek yitog. Love mishum de mochlo lishibud de kametz. Elo mishum de loy tekinu laov zchiye. They weren't misakin as zchiyeh la'ov b'shalay nichteva b'rshusay. Now what is pshat in this? A new mahalach. So the Rosh says, amir dike pshat, the Rosh says as follows. We have a machloikes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim.
The Chachamim say that since the Shas Gvias HaKsube is when she's not Boshusay anymore, she doesn't have a right to take the Ksube. The Ksube is being paid to someone who is not Boshusay, so he's out of the picture already. He is Shvach Nurim, Midaraisam, Midarabot, but that's Davke if it's a Shvach from an Aira. If when she's getting the Ksube ready, she's not Boshusay, she's a Nesue, she's a Bogres. Forget about it. That's what the Chachamim hold. Rabbi Yehuda is a psholik of them. So we have to understand Rabbi Yehuda. What's the Kipshah of Rabbi Yehuda? So Rabbi Yehuda said a shtik teire. He says, you know, when they wrote the Ksube, she was still in his Rishus. So Ksube, a shtar Ksube is keman to Gavye Domi. A shtar is already, a shtar is dinim keman to Gavye. So we consider Keilu the Gviya was now. But Payel, Pashtaitzach, the Gviya of the Ksube will be after the Nisuin, and after he gives her a get, or after he dies. Yeah, that's going to be Bepoil. But a Shtar Ksube has an Alimus that of Keman de Gavye. There's a loche that if a Shtar was written, it is an Alimus of Keman de Gavye. The Loshen of the Rosh is, the Leitkinu Leichachomim Schia Elok Shenichtavo Birshusoi. The Oz Olim Koichoi, the Kitsas Kigovui Domi. Uloilam Loimochlo. That's the Lomdus of Rabbi Yehuda. That means Rabbi Yehuda didn't stam as I say, because Rabbi Yehuda was also Nochis to what the Chachamim say. You look at the Shas Gviye, and the father only has a schus to get a ksube if b'shas gviye she's b'rshus. But he said, you know, there's already a shas gviye b'shas ksivas a ksube. Fine. Now, if we say this lomdis, so then there's no union of mechila. That's this whole thing of this whole Indian that we say that she's Moichel, the previous Shibbut, and that's why the father is a Nechtikitog, there's no Mechila, nothing. She has to be Bishus Avia, Bishas Ksive, in order that there should be a command to Gabia. That's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. No, if that's Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda, so now let's go back to our Shaila, we're claiming our Shaila, the Shimon from the Lekuches, after Eresen, or the Lekuches after Nesuin, Shimon from the Lekuches after Eresen. Why not? Bishas Eresen, a Shibud was Chal on the Karke. It's a Tanai Bezen creates a Shibud on the Karke. So Shimon's from the Lekuches. Why not? There's no reason why not. That means if you tell me a Yisod that we see from Rabbi Yehuda that she's Moichel the Shibud. No, so we see that there's a Mechila of the Shibud HaKsube that was Chal B'Shas Eresen. There's a new Shibud HaKsube. So then Shimon from those Lekuches. But if I'm telling you there's no such Yisod, that's not Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda. So Memele, so Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda is you need a command to Gavye of Shtar in order that he should have a schus in this ksube. So then, in our shaila, shall zich a man from the lekuches after the eresin. Shum the king of love is chiyah b'shloi nichtav b'shusay. Umiyu. So now, so that's the Shaila. So Tosfos the Ri, now the Gemara goes like a glove. That means we just had the Memra of Rabbi Yehuda. We just had the Memra of Rabbi Yehuda. And now we're claiming a Shaila. What is Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda's Memra? And the Nafkeminol B is Migve Meim is Gavya. That'll be a Nafkeminol. I'm claiming a Chakir in Rabbi Yehuda. Nafkeminol B by Gviya from the Lekuches. That is Pshat in the Gemara. So it fits into the Gemara beautifully. Umiyu. Heiche de loy nichte v'oklal. If a ksube b'chlal wasn't written, we just said the second Pshat is miyu. Heiche, we said de loy tkinu la'ov schiyeh b'sholoy nichte v'obirshusoy. that the father was, they weren't misakin zchiyah la'av, if it wasn't nichtav b'shus. That's the second tzad. Now, on the second tzad, Tosfos is saying, mil heichet deloy nichtav v'klal, if it wasn't written at all a second ksubeh, pshita da'av da'av, kegoyin shagirsha min ha'eresen, v'imkein govye mizman rishen. So Tosfos says, but what will be, Taisu wants to fend for the kasha. Taisu said, let's clear a shayla, the yamon from the Mishas Eirisen. That's the shayla, what he clear, me'eim is aigavye. So he says, no. A whole shayla is, if there was an Eirisen and an Isuin, now we have a shayla. But if there was only an Eirisen alone, and she got to get after the Eirisen, so even though there was no ksiva saksube, it sicha belongs to the father. Pshita davadov kegain shagir shemin ha'eresen. V'inkein govye mizman rishen. Now, I'd like to say over a ha'ore, l'chayre, this Tosfos could be, is what Tosfos is saying right now is very, very poshit. Or it could be very shreklach. Now, let me explain. Tosfos is saying that, l'chayre, Tosfos is saying like this. According to the second tzad, that you need, that the father, she should be b'shus avia b'shas k'sivas haksube, to create a command de gabye. So Tosfos is saying, when do you have to create a command de gabye? If there was a nesuin. So mitzad de gviye, it's after nesuin already. So we have to make a command de gabye before the nesuin. Lafarein chav na command de gabye. Then you need that she was b'shus avia b'shas k'sivas. But if there wasn't any nisuin, and she got nisgarish after the erison, so there's no problem whatsoever. Afilu the chachamim hold that lechayre that it belongs to the father. Then you don't need a command of gavye. Then you don't need a command of gavye because it's b'shas gviyas haksube. She's also b'shusay. She's an arusa. So then the zichno aloch of nichta b'shusay. The whole halacha of nichta b'shusay is davke, if there was a nisuin. Now we have problems, so we need the alimus of nichta b'shusay. So then, Tosfos is very poshut. This is very poshut what Tosfos is saying. Now, l'davineinu, Rabbi Kivege mentions on the Gemara, but this is pshat in Tosfos also. Rabbi Kivege is medayik from the memra of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Umoide Rabbi Yehuda b'ma'ares esbitay shiktano ubogro v'acha kach nisei she'ein lovia rishus bo." So you see that b'shas ksive she has to be b'shusay. Fine. Frekt Rabbi Kivege, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold? If she didn't get married, but she came a bogres be'emtza ha'eresen, what does Rabbi Yehuda hold then? Does the ksuba belong to the father, or does it belong to her? So, if you would ask me, I would say it belongs to her, because, basically, so he says from the Gemara it seems, that means if we would say you need a lumdis, if the gviya is when she's not in his reshus anymore, need a lumdis of command de gavye, so l'chayra I would say that if she was nis'arsa b'reshusa, but there's no command de gavye, the lady she became a bogres b'shas eiris, and then she got a get, l'chayra the ksuba should go to her. Because she's not b'reshusa, and there's no command de gavye. But Rabbi Kivege says the Gemara says nitazoi, because the Gemara says umoide Rav Yehuda. Look what the Gemara says. The Gemara says umoide Rav Yehuda v'ma'ares es bitei shiktano ubogro v'achar kach nisei shein lovi reshus bo. So vaystois, what if it wouldn't be v'achar kach nisei? He'd give her a get after the erison. Afilo according to Rabbi Yehuda, then according to Rabbi Yehuda, the father will get it. So now we have to understand this a little bit, how this works already. Now the whole the whole rayon becomes a little unclear. That means that if the lomdus is the way the Rosh said, that it has to be b'shusay nichtevo in order to create a command de gavye, since b'shas gviyas aksubish is not b'shusay, so l'choyre by an arusa shebogra, we also should need a command de gavye in order that he should be able to be goyve the ksube. Even though b'shas gviyish is not b'shusay anymore. But Rabbi Kibbeke says from the Gemara we see Nitazoi. So exactly to understand the Gemara, I don't know. But L'chaire, this is what Taisvis is also saying. That Taisvis is saying what the Gemara says and what Rabbi Kibbeke says. Taisvis is saying that Nai that we said, it has to be Nichtav Bershusoi. That's Tavke, if there was Nisuin. But if there wasn't Nisuin, and the father is goyve after Eresen, then you don't need Nichtav Bershusai. And it seems was Bogro Bishas Eresen. So we have to understand klar what the Sfora is there, but Al Kaponim, that's what Toshvus is saying. Yeah. So this was a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. The Ri made the whole sugya flow. We had a memre of Rabbi Yehuda, Moide Rabbi Yehuda, and now we have a chakire, what is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, and with this chakire we'll be able to be poishet meim es govye. If we'll know pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, we'll be able to be poishet meim es govye, and pshat in Rabbi Yehuda, we have now machloikis rafuna and ravas. So a beautiful pshat in the Gemara. So Taisva says, V'doichik lahamit kulo shmaitna li b'd Rabbi Yehuda. So Taisva says, but that's a very big doichik, the whole thing. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We have a whole sugya now, till Daf Mem Dalit, and we have a whole sugya, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, and the whole sugya is going ali b'd Rabbi Yehuda. So, because of that, Taisva does not like the Riz Pshat. Now, Rabbi Kivega says he doesn't understand the problem. He says, Pshat is like this. Rabbi Yehuda said a halacha. Now, let's understand Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. Is Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda is because she's Moichel de Shibud? Is Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda because you need command the Gavi? This is Taka Pshat and Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi Yehuda opened up our eyes. That means we see from Rabbi Yehuda there's a svore that she's Moichel de Ksube, B'shas Ksivas HaKsube, we see there's a svore, Mishis Moichel, the Ksube of B'shas Eiris. Now we see from Rabbi Yehuda. Is there Epis HaMachloikis in this between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? There's no Machloikis in this, there's a different Machloikis. But from Rabbi Yehuda we see Epis HaNu Svore, Rabbi Yehuda opened up our eyes, that we see, or we can attempt to see from Rabbi Yehuda, that B'shas Ksivis haksuba lifne anesuin, she's Michael the ksuba of Shas Eirisen. That we see from Rabbi Yehuda. So my male, and we don't see a machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbonon in this nekude. So my male, we see from Rabbi Yehuda, but it's negay the Chachamim also. So this is what Rabbi Kibbeke says. He doesn't understand why Tosfos did not like the Riz Pshat. The Riz is a beautiful Pshat. The from Rabbi Yehuda opened up our eyes, but now the Shailas are full according to the Chachamim also. Abba Taisvus for some reason does not like this. V'nira l'Rashbe, the Alibe the Rabbonon boy, the Gemara declares Alibe the Rabbonon, nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara is clearing not all cases when there is an of. The hocha im nis alma no einis gar shemin eirisen hoisak subi shalof. Let's clear according to the Chachamim. According to the Chachamim, the hocha is a father married off an arusa. If she would have gotten giget mina erisin, so the father would get the ksuba. If she got giget from nesuin, so she gets the ksuba. And the father loses the ksuba. V'chi heichi de mafsid koichai ha'ov b'shas nesuin. So since we see that b'shas nesuin, the father loses his koyach. Thank you.
Misavkeloi im gam him avsedes. We're misupik. Maybe she loses a koyach. Bishas, Eirisin. Just like we see the father loses his koyach, Bishas nesuin. So maybe misavkeloim gam him avsedes a koyach. Till the nesuin. So this is very, very, very unclear. What's the shaila? So I saw in Sukkis David, he wants to say that the shaila is as follows. The shaila is a very interesting shaila. I've seen the lashon of Taisus, how good it fits. Somebody wants to say as follows. According to the Chachamim, a father married off a daughter. So Bishas Eirisin, if she would be Giget Mishas Eirisin, so the halacha would be that the father would get the ksube. So the zchias haksube mishas eresin goes to the father. If they made nisuin, so now she's eichen the ksube. So now, let us clear 1 minute. Who had a zchus in the ksube? So we'll say it matters. The Kozman, she was an Arusa, the father had a schus in the ksube. The minute she becomes a nesue, so the father's schus fizzles out, he loses his schus already, because now she's out of her shoes, and now she gets a schus in the ksube. So now the shaila is, did she have a schus before Bishas Eirisin? That means if her schus starts with the nesuin, when the father's schus fizzles out, then Hoschu starts. So from the Lekuchis Bishas Eirisin, she can't mum. Because from those Lekuchis, she never had a Schus Gviyah. The father had the Schus. So the father had the Schus Mishas Eirisin. Now, if she would have been Giget, the father would have been Goyve. Lemaise, the she made nesuin, so the father lost his schus. Her schus now starts mishas nesuin, right? So Mimela, when she got her schus, so she'll mourn from the lekuches, which purchased the kalka after the nesuin, but she can't purchase from those lekuches. Who are you? We never owed you money. We owed the father money, not you. And the father lost his schus. So forget about us. That's tzad number one. Tzad number two is, he wants to say, could be that the whole schus of the father came through her. That means betzim the ksub. Could be she always had a schus in the ksubi because the ksubi lemaisa belongs to the wife. No, the father takes over her schus. He's zoiche from her. Al shvach niyurim. But she always had a schus. Now the father was able to take her schus, whatever belongs to her from the ksuba, so he takes from her. So lemaise, that's tafke, if the gerishin would be bishas eres, and when she's still in his rishus, so he takes from her. But since the gerishin was bishas nisuin, she doesn't have a right to take the ksube. But the ksube, the shibbe, the ksube really was chal mishas eresin. Not that she first gets a shibbut bishas nesuin. The shibbut was chal bishas eresin to her. In the of minodi doka zochi. And now he loses his chus, he loses his chus. So now, but she could always be given mishas eresin. So that's the shaila. Does her shibbut begin mishas nesuin? Does her shibud begin mishas eres? So we're claiming according to the chacham, it's not to do with Rabbi Yehuda. It's nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda. That's the shaila. Now let us. Now the Gemara brought us. Now we go into Mechila Dikedinim for some reason. If not, this works according to the Rajbe. According to this pshat, but so now we had a shaila: is there a mechila b'shas ksibes haksube on the ksubes eresin? Rav Huna holds there's no mechila, and Rav Asi holds there is a mechila. Okay, So now the Gemara asks, let's go further than the Gemara. Mi Omar Rav Huna Hochi. Does Rav Huna say that the Shibud Mishas Eirisin remains, the Shibud Mishas Nisuin remains? For her Itma, we learned a memra as follows. Hitziya Olav Shtei Ksubis. A wife comes to her husband, and she has two Ksubis in her hands. Achas Shel Mosayim. One was a Ksuba of Mosayim, that was written earlier. Va'achas Shel Sholesh Meis. And we have another Ksuba that was written later, for 300. Va'omar Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says, she can only have one Ksuba. So Rav Huna says, but she has an alternative. Bosa ligvois Mosayim, if she wants to be goiva with the ksuba of Mosayim, goiva mizman rishin. So she's goiva with that ksuba from when that ksuba was written. Bosa sholosh meis, if she wants to be goiva sholosh meis, goiva mizman sheni. That means the two ksubas were written, and she has a choice to use one of the two. V'imise, but we just had a memra of Rav Huna. Rav Huna said, when there are two ksubes, when there's a ksube mishas eresin and a ksube mishas nisuin, so it's not one of the two. It's everything is kayim. The ksube mishas eresin, shimon's the mona mesayim, and then whatever was nitaisiv in the second ksube, she gets from the second zman. Frag the Gemara, so what is Pshat and Rav Huna? Vim isa tigvi mosayim is man rishin, umeyam is man sheni. 300 means 200 plus 100. So that's 200 ikar and 100 taisvis. So what's up? Some new seder over here, either this one or this one. Both! Rav Huna says both. There's no mechila, there's nothing. Frag the Gemara, Blitai Meich, Ale Shebere Kashe, Tigvi Chomish Meis. Why are you asking she should only mon 200 and 100? Let her mon 500. Meis Kulom, Masayim is man Rishin, that's the Iker, and Tlas Meim is man Shaini, and 300 will be the Taisvis. Why, the way you're asking, so it's a stronger Kashe, she should get 500. Elo. Chomish Meis, my time will go of you. Kiven the Lykosev Lot si visi I was merutzem by sifi loch tlas meya amosayim. That means if this 300 is taisvis, so he should have written in the second ksuba, you know, this is a taisvis of 300 over the ikem. If this is pure taisvis, so you should write this. Some emele didn't write that. So hachi kamala. So what is it? Pshat is hachi kamala. Im is man rishin gviyis, gaviy masayim. Im is man sheni gviyis, gaviy tlas meya. So chinami, that's why you don't want 500. So chinami, I need time to like gaviy, with like kosev lof asifis lecha meya amosayim. Achuli achilta leshibu dekame. That means, so what was your kasha? Your kasha was, according to Rav Huna, why do we say that Rotsa Goyva Bezu, Rotsa Goyva Bezu, but she can't be Goyva with both. So your kasha is, why not? So I'll tell you. That means if he would have written in the second Shtak Subi that this is a high sofa of $100 on the previous $200, then you're 100% right. Then she'd mon the $200 mizman rishin and the $100 mizman sheni. But since this whole lotion of taisvis an ike over an ike was not written in the second ksube, so pshat is this is a ksube of $300 bakal mikol kail. We're not mentioning the first $200. So here this is a ksube of $300, which haka means 200 plus 100. Or it's a ksuba of 200 from the first one. So he gave it, listen, I'm giving you two ksubas. If you want, you could mon from the first ksuba. There's a mile and a chasoran. It's $100 less, but you can mon from the lekuches mizman rishin.
I'll give you a second ksuba. It's $100 more, but could be you won't have where to mon from. You can do whatever you want. Now let us see Rashi. V'omar avune achashol mesayim. V'hi mugdemet the davke kiseida noka. The first was a mesayim. The second was a shalashmesh. Omar avune biach bosaligvis mesayim kloima. Ein lo ela echad mehem. She only can mon one. V'yofa koiche ligvois eise shetirtze. Bosa ligvois masayim d'neiche lo ba'ochim. Uchi goin shemochal nechosov bein zman rishen zman sheini. Some he sold all his nechosim. Doesn't have any nechosim now. Di mavke le migvi b'shal shalosh meis nimse shitre lekuchin kaidmin. Then she can't mon from the shitre lekuchis kaidmin. Goiva Masayim, if she wants to be Goiva Masayim, but the Rebbe's Lekuchis Mizman HaKosov. Vim Isa, the Savar Avuna, Choyv Rishen Mizman Rishen. The Choyv Rishen remains from the Zman Rishen. V'tois Vis Mizman Sheini, Yochaname, Tigvi Masayim Mizman Rishen, Amei Mizman Sheini. So the Gemara answers, Kivin Loi Kosov, Bobik Subishni, Yetzi Visi, Vaisi Filoch, Klas Meyes, Ameya Amosayim. Shmami Not Loi, Itois Vo Ala Rishen, Abo. This is not coming as an addition to the first ksuba. If this is not an addition to the first ksuba, so pshat is either this ksuba or the first ksuba. That's pshat. Ochenami midaloi kosa voisifis lo meya amosayim kamoi elakosov zman sheni lechol asholish meis veloi beloshin moisif al ashtar orishin shmamino achil talishibud kama that pshat is that this is given to shall be meichel the first ksuba vimbos ligvois shtar asheni tigve mizman sheni avol that's pshat ravunem. Avol gabi toisves. But Ravuna also holds, ha-moisif b'chol ksubais al-mone mosayim, when there's a toisves that you are moisif on the previous chiyuv, koisvin boy, there the nusach is va'isifis lo, I'm being moisif al-maide tikun rabbonon. So there, the second ksube is not either this or this. This is an addition to the first ksube. Hilkech lo yachilta l'shibu de kama ich de koi koi. So memela, so that's what the Gemara says. So the Gemara says that it's no stir in Ravuna. Omamal, so now the Gemara is going to explain this memra of Ravuna. Iboi bahai govye. So what does Ravuna say? So if we have two ksubis, this is not a hisofa on the first ksubi. So we have two ksubis, so she has an alternative. She can mon from whichever one she wants. Leime plige de Rav Nachman, so lochere Ravuna is choylik am Rav Nachman, doma Rav Nachman. Shnei shtoreis ayoitzim boze achaze. Rav Nachman said that if you have two shtores coming from the same moicher to the same lekeach in different zmanim, amod nemaise, you have over here that Reuven wrote a shtar mecher to Shimon chodesh nissen, he's selling him his karka. Then you have, and so Shimon has the shtar mecher. And then, Shimon has another shtar mecher that was written in Sivin, that Reuven selling him this karke. The same shtar, the same moicher, the same lekeach, in two different zmanim. Amod nemaise. And now, Shimon comes with both shtores. The Omar Rav Nachman, shnei shtores hayoytzim bozeach hazeh, bitul sheni esorishin. We'll see later how this bitul works, but we see that these two shtores were written, and so al kochoch, so the purpose of the second shtar is because there's a bitul on the first shtar. So that's why we need the second shtar. How you mavatal the first shtar, that we'll see later in the sugya. But al koponim, you have to read between the lines, if there are two shtores, so al kochoch bitul asheni esarishin. That's pshat. Not pshat is, we give you a choice, you have a multiple choice. No! The later shtar is a hichocha that was a mitzvah on the first shtar. And Rav Huna says, we have two ksubis over here, and here there's a multiple choice. So leime that Rav Huna is chelek and Rav Nachman. So the Gemara says, no. There's the two different cases. Lav mi itmar alo omar Rav Poppe. Umoide Rav Nachman, the Eosef bei dikle le toisvis kosve. Rav Nachman said like this, this halacha, that we say that the second shtar is a bittel on the first shtar, is only when the second shtar and the first shtar are exactly the same. So now, kan shoyla ben, so for what purpose was the second shtar written? So al kocho, from the second shtar, we see there was a bittel on the first shtar, and now the second shtar is the shtar that is functioning. Fine, that's what Rav Nachman said. But what is, if when we read the second shtar, we see that there's a hoisofe in the second shtar over the first shtar? For example, in the first shtar, he wrote, I'm selling you this and this karke, and with 20 dekolim in the karke. Fine, that was the first shtar. The second, this is Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Now he has another shtar, I'm selling you this karke with 21 dekolim. And this man is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So we see that the second shtar is meisiv on the first shtar. So then we don't have a kasha why the second shtar was written. The second shtar was written because with the second shtar he wants to give more than that was given with the first shtar. So now, so Rav Pop is said, Omar Rav Pop, Rav Nachman is moide if in the second shtar he added on a dekel is letais viskosvei. And what's the din then? So then he has a choice. If you want, you can run from the first shtar. You can be kind of with the first shtar. You'll only have 20 to call him. If you want, you can be kind of with the second shtar, and you have 21 to call him. If you go over with the first shtar, then if a loiva will take it away from, a mal will take it away from you, you can run from the lekuchas to around by this man of the first shtar. If you want to be kind of the extra dekel, so then you, this man a gvi is from the second shtar. So Al Koponim Rav Pope said that this whole shtick Torah of Rav Nachman was only if the second shtar is not adding on anything to the first shtar. So then we say it's a bittel of the first shtar. Hachinami, so you say, what's your kasha and Rav Huna? Ha'oisef lo midi. Rav Huna said there were two ksubis over here. If taka, there were two ksubis. And one said 200. The second also said 200. The difference, man. Then, that is Rav Nachman. Bittel ha'shniyah sarishayne. But, here we're talking about that the second ksubis said 300. The first ksubis said 200. So, memela. So he's giving her a choice. She can have one of the two ksubis. So here also, the leikeach gets a choice. He can have one of the two shtaris. Let us see Rashi. Omama, ad ravunekoi, da omarim bos ligvis mosaim. Shnei shtaris shal soda acha shal meche, oi matone, vikos von ruven leshimen, echad benissen vechad besivin, bitulsheini esarishen. What happens if in the shtar mecher there's a chayis? That means if the begoyve the karka, you can mon from the mecher. V'tofu mimenu en goyven elam izman sheini. That's a taich bitul sheini as a rishin. V'chinami name a rishin botalei dachle the shibud the kam. Let's also say the same thing. That the first ksuba became bottle. So the Gemara says, no, the imoise bodikla bishtar basre le teisvis kosve. Veloy le vitu le le kame. Not to be mevatel the second one behechlet. Eldim is mansheni osele migfe, likne ike vitaisvis. Vinechlo bekame mishim dekodim le likne teisvis. Vachanami oisavlo, the kosavlo sholosh meyes. Let us just see Taisvis. Ochanami b'da Oisef lo, perish shekotzav, b'ksu b'shniye, yoisem I bori shayne, because the second ksub is a 300-tal ksub. Havalein lefo shekotzav tzivisi v'yisifis kach v'kach.
The im kein is a goyve shteim kedem rin elaf. She would have written CV, it would be written CVC, then the stamazoi, then both are kayim. Then it means that the iker is chal from the first man, and the taisvis is chal from the second man.